England shocked by occurrence of the summer for 21st year in a row. 19 July 2006, this is Reverend Zim for UN News. London, England. Temperatures in the mid-30s, that's 90s in pre-decimal currency. The denizens of England have been profoundly shocked at the recent spate of hot weather, which has been unlike any spell of hot weather since at least 2005. Commuter Keith Chevtross on the Great Circle Line of the London Underground said, quote, "It's really hot, Gov, you know what I mean? It usually doesn't get that hot in England, you know? Well, apart from last year, oh, and the year before that, and the one before that one, but still, it's unprecedented, isn't it?" Unquote. We apologize for the previous use of a disappointing faux British accent. Met Office investigators have gone so far as to suggest that the unprecedented seasonal heat wave is part of an annual pattern of hot weather between the more normal English seasons of spring and autumn. John Ketley, who is apparently a weatherman, as are Michael Fish, Billy Giles, Ian McCaskill, and Wincy Willis, explained, quote, "Records going back as far as the late 1980s indicate that we do get such weather every year, despite the fact that we are on the same latitude as Canada, where, as everyone knows, it is freezing all the year. My advice is to try ignore it and hope it goes away, which we are pretty certain it will do eventually," unquote. When asked what happened in 1987, he noted that they were too busy teasing Michael Fish that year for some reason and lost any records. High street shops have reported an upsurge in the sales of fans as they did last year. Spokesperson from Currys apologized for their lack of stock, saying, quote, "We didn't anticipate this level of heat this year. We didn't think it would be likely that we would get the 21st hot season in a row," unquote. As with previous years, which had an unexpected hot mid-year season, consumers are expected to discard the fans and put them in landfill for around September, as it is considered unlikely that such a hot season will ever reoccur. A spokesdroid for National Rail blamed timetable delays and cancellations on the wrong type of tumbleweed. This has been Reverend Simulator for UN News, bad British accent and all. Thank you for listening.